Welcome to another JPR Live Session. I'm Danielle Kelly. My guest today is singer-songwriter Andrea Von Kampen. Andrea is currently supporting a West Coast tour with indie folk rock band Darling Side. She's opening the show for them tonight here in Ashland, Oregon, at a One World concert presented by JPR and Oregon Center for the Arts, just across from our station here at the SOU Music Recital Hall. Showtime is 8 o'clock tonight. Tickets and information on our website at ijpr.org. Hello, Andrea. Thank you so much for joining us today ahead of your show. How you doing?
Hello, I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier you're still a little bit on Midwest time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thanks for being here and happy birthday. I noticed it's your birthday month, my too. So happy birthday,
yes,
fellow
likewise,
Libra.
Fellow Libra.
Yeah, really great to talk to you here. You're originally from Ann Arbor, Michigan, just mm-hmm. west of Detroit, and you spent some time in high school over in Seward, Nebraska, which is a pretty different cultural and geographic landscape from each other, I would
yes.
imagine, right?
Yeah, we moved to Seward when I was four, so I pretty much grew up mostly in Seward, but yes, born in Ann Arbor.
And kind of a different musical landscape too. I'm thinking, you know, just on the outskirts of Detroit must have a different sound than the rolling. Is it hills or is it pretty flat lands of Nebraska?
Like, sort of like flat prairie. Although I live in southeastern Nebraska, so we do have some rolling hills, which is nice.
The sand hills, I think,
we have the sand hills. That's far west, and yeah, that's a totally different landscape. So beautiful out there. But yeah, ours are more green. Yeah,
I imagine a pretty inspiring backdrop for a musically inspired teen.
Yeah, it can be at times. The winters are pretty rough, but
oh boy,
it can be very beautiful there.
Your first releases were singles and a series of EPs, if I've got that timeline right, and you were still studying at Belmont University in Tennessee Music and also at the Concordia University back in Nebraska. And your first album, the first full length, was Old Country. And there's a song on there called Portland. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that's Portland, Oregon, which has gained over 8 million streams on Spotify. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So I'm guessing this is not your first visit to Oregon.
No. No, I think we first drove to Portland probably like 2014, 2015. And it was that trip that I based the song off of.
Was that in college? Was that as a family road
mm-hmm.
trip?
No, it was actually, I was in a college choir.
Oh, cool.
And that was when it was a very long tour. And yeah, that was sort of the inspiration of it.
Well, it's beautiful. You have a gorgeous voice. I can't wait to hear one of your songs live. Are you ready to play a song
yeah,
for us?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
This one's called Carolina. I seem to understand you now. Why you wanna get away? And all the brown colors mix with the pale yellow ones, and it makes me ache. I want the Carolina James told me from my childhood. All the while Mom sang along, it's like she understood that all of us need to go where we can be heard. I know my time's come. I think my time has come. Maybe my time frame's getting blurred. I took a flight to Los Angeles, and everyone put on a show. Carolina James told me from my childhood. And all the while Mom sang along, it's like she understood that all of us need to go where we can be heard. I know my time's come. I think my time has come. Maybe my time frame's getting blurred. Thank you. the Carolina James told me from my childhood. And all the while Mom sang along, it's like she understood that all of us need to go where we can be heard. All of us need to go where we can be heard. All of us need to go where we can be heard. I think my time has come. I think my time has come. Maybe my time frame's getting blurred.
My guest today is singer-songwriter Andrea Von Campen here on Jefferson Public Radio. Beautiful. Andrea is touring in support of her latest full-length album out on Fantasy Records called That Spell, co-produced by your brother, right? David Von Campen?
Mm-hmm.
That's so neat. You were raised in an incredibly musical family. It sounds like your mom was an English teacher, but also a musician. Your dad was a choir director. Oh
yes,
my goodness.
Still is.
You've got three older brothers who are all also musicians. Was there any chance that you wouldn't become a musician?
I don't think so. It's funny, like, a lot of people get told growing up, you know, like, well, you're not going to make a living out of the arts. And in my family, it's the exact opposite. It was sort of like, well, you know, you're not really good at anything else. So, no, it wasn't that harsh. But it was, like, it was pretty obvious, you know. We all sort of like to perform. I have two brothers and a sister, and she is a great trumpet player. But didn't really get the performance bug, but the rest of us kind of did. So yeah, my older two brothers are also musicians. So, and both of them do collaborate with me. My brother David arranges everything, plays piano, and then my brother Paul plays drums.
Oh, neat. So they're involved in your recording projects, like they're on the album?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're hearing?
Yep.
That's so beautiful. And was guitar guitar you started playing at a pretty young age? Is that's the first one you chose, or there other musicians?
Yeah, so I started playing guitar when I was 7 or 8. My parents got it for me for my birthday, and I sort of was into it, and then I kind of like stopped playing through middle school. And then in high school, I remember my dad was telling me, if you play at church, if you can play this whole liturgy at church, you can make $30. And I was like, well, that's way better than minimum wage. I was like, wait, an hour? $30? So I, like, you know, I was so motivated. And I was like, if I can play an F chord, I can play this liturgy. And so that's how it started. And that's what made me, like, get really into caring about playing it well, because I just, you know, I thought I'd make so much money.
Strike it rich in
there. And so, yeah, that's how it all started.
And so what was that evolution? How did you transition then from sitting in, you know, back in the choir to going out on...
Totally. So it started with playing a lot of covers. I had sort of like a cover band, and we'd play like 2-hour background gigs and just sort of like, you know, learning how to play songs. And then I realized sort of as I got into college, okay, if I want to do this full time, I have to have my own songs. I have to have something to say. So I wrote a song. I was like, okay, I'm just going to do it. I sat in my dorm room, like, I'm going to write a song. And I wrote this song called Train Song. And I ended up putting that out on my first EP, and it did really well, especially, like, you know, comparatively, you know, to other, you know, projects that were being put out and things. And it, like, got in a big Spotify playlist. And that was sort of a little bit of a daunting thing, because the first song I had ever written did really well. So then there's sort of like a humbling experience, you know, with like the next 50 songs I wrote. But yeah, it was sort of like a great start in writing to encourage me to keep going.
Well, this latest collection's a beautiful collection. They're quite dreamy. I've heard it described as sort of film-esque and very cinematic. And speaking of which, as we were just chatting about before we got on air here, you're also just completed and released a film score for an indie film, A Chance Encounter. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Which you also acted in.
I did.
And got some very exciting press this morning.
Yeah, it was, we shot the film right before quarantine, and then it was sort of like, oh my gosh, what do we do? What do we do with this film? And just sort of like by a lucky stroke of luck, somebody saw it in Bentonville, Arkansas, and knew Samuel Goldwyn and sort of connected the dots. And so, yeah, it's coming out on Samuel Goldwyn actually tomorrow. It's going to be in 6 cities and also on demand.
So as a listener, how do you view this?
How do I view this? Just like
how can we see it? How can we listen
to it? Oh, okay. Yes. So you can hear it on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon. All those places have the soundtrack out right now. And then I think you'll just be able to purchase it kind of on any streaming site, YouTube, Amazon. And then it's going to be in Minneapolis, Detroit, Seattle, Lincoln, LA, and Chicago.
Well, congratulations. The film score by Andrea Von Kampen on A Chance Encounter. She also stars in it. Well, beautiful. I can't wait to hear that. And I know that the album's really dreamy and beautiful as well. We'd love to hear another tune if you got one.
Yeah, sure. This is a new one. This is called Sister Moon. The spirit blows where it will. So can I get a little bit over here? A constant need to reach for the stars above you and me. Sister Moon.
Andrea Von Kampen playing for you live in the Steve Nelson Performance Studio here at Jefferson Public Radio. Thanks, Andrea, again for being here. I was mentioning to you before how cool it is that I get to discover artists like you who aren't maybe getting like incredible commercial play here in this show that we put on open air. You know, we call it music discovery, and we get to spin these albums. I've been familiarizing myself with your music through our program, but then to get to do this and actually sit with you in the flesh and get the 3D version and get to hear your stories, and of course, a really big treat to have an in-studio, one-of-a-kind performance here. I know that our listeners value that too, and I just got to say that we are in the midst of our fall fun drive here at JPR, and I want to point out to the listeners here that how unique and special that programming is. Indie artists, you're not going to get on that commercial dial, and these one-of-a-kind performances here on the Rhythm and News Service. And if you want to support this music discovery and artists like Andrea and shows like Open Air and performances like this, you can make a contribution at our website at ijpr.org or over the phone at 1-888-552-6191. And there, that's my public radio fun drive plug. Andrew, you're very familiar, it sounds like, with the public radio scene, one being a singer-songwriter, and also you've had experience with the Tiny Desk Contest. The NPR Tiny Desk Contest mm-hmm. is something that we like to try to participate and have, you know, gather regional entries for as well. But you had some great success, and you got a placement in the top 10 place back in, is that 2016?
Yeah, I think so.
How cool. Mm-hmm. What was that experience like?
Yeah, it was very cool. I love NPR. I'm a huge fan of Tiny Desk. I love the contest as well. So, yeah, I had a song that I felt like was really strong, and my friend and I shot it in Seward, Nebraska, a vocal studio kind of thing. It was like a cool renovated upstairs old building. And I remember I was like really busy with college, and I uploaded it to YouTube, and I think I was like sick or something. I was like, I'm just going to go to bed. I'm so exhausted. And then the next morning I woke up at like 11 a.m. college days. And I like open up my computer, and like my socials are just blowing up. And I've seen that NPR has like tweeted about me, and there's like an article. And, you know, this was one of my first things I did as well. And I was like, wow, it's just so easy. You know, it's just so easy to get good press. Like, it just comes in. And then, yeah, it was a very long journey back to getting good press again since that.
Wow.
It was a very special thing I learned as I got older.
What was your music career like before and after that? Were you out touring before that?
Oh, no.
And after?
I was still in college. I had just gone back to Concordia. It was my senior year. I had put out that 5-song EP in September. And then the Tiny Desk thing happened in January. So I had, you know, I had played locally, done like some Kansas City stuff, you know, within like a 4-hour loop of my home. But yeah, I had done very little at that
point. So it's like, hey, you were hanging out, recording, making music with your siblings between classes or on holiday breaks.
Yeah.
And oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah. It was very organic back then.
Beautiful. Well, you're doing some really neat tours now. I'm supporting Avi Kamplin on the East Coast tours. Mm-hmm. And you're here doing a full West Coast tour with Darling Side, which is part of the reason we were lucky enough to snag you here tonight. So that's really cool. Is there, this is something I've been asking a lot of people we're talking to, has touring or playing live music, how has that felt post-pandemic? We all kind of had a pause.
Mm-hmm.
How has that changed anything for you?
Yeah, it's been interesting. I think it's so good to be back. It's so good to be playing shows. But yeah, I think like just the whole music industry in general is sort of in an interesting state right now. And I think that, you know, coming out of this, maybe some things will change for the better. just when it comes to like touring lifestyle and work-life balance and those sorts of things, I think the pandemic kind of like taught us the importance of rest and, you know, like taking care of yourself. I'm hoping that things sort of evolve into a healthier place for everybody. Mm-hmm. But it's so good to be back.
Yeah. So we've got tours with Avi Kamplin. We've got tours with Darling Side, a new film score and an indie film that you're starring in. What else is on the horizon after this tour?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to head home. I have some press stuff for Chance Encounter.
Home and to then, Nebraska?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fine home to Lincoln. And then a Christmas show, some Christmas stuff coming out, and then hopefully making my new record this winter.
You can find out more about Andrea Von Kampen at her website, andreavonkampen.com. Beautiful, beautiful merch page, I have to say. She's got some great vinyls and beautiful colors, and you can get her CD as well. That Spell is online as well as a digital download. Andrea Von Kampen, that's AndreaVonKampen.com. Support your artist, getting some merch there. She's playing live at a Darling Side at the SOU Music's Recital Hall in Ashland tonight for a One World concert presented by JPR and Oregon Center for the Arts. Before we say goodbye, I'd love to hear another song.
Yeah, that'd be great. So this song is called Love Him Right, and it is from A Chance Encounter. Catching fish until the dusk. of city walls, so scared of getting in alone. And oh, if I could go back in time, I know that I would try change his mind. Ticket out to Mexico, thought the heat would suit him well. I just assumed that he'd ask me to go. Seems he's better off instead. And oh, if I could go back in time, I know that I would try change his mind. Sometimes I wonder how he's doing now, if you see him, say hello. And oh, if I could go back in time, I know that I would try change his mind. Oh,
that's Andrea Von Kampen live on Jefferson Public Radio. Her new album out is called That Spell, available on her website, AndreaVonKampen.com. She's opening the show for Darling Side tonight here in Ashland, tomorrow night in Bend at the Volcanic Theater. Tour of information is also available on her website, AndreaVonKampen.com. You can find tickets for tonight's show at ijpr.org. Thank you so much for being here. This live session has been engineered by John Griffin, support from Dave Jackson. I'm Danielle Kelly. We've got some photos from Sydney, and then, of course, the audio on our website later today. And you can also get this podcast archived on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Andrea, thank you so much for spending some time with us and telling us some of your stories. Best of luck. Hope to see you again down the road.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Open Air will continue right after this.